Leo's insights are presented to challenge, inform, and encourage you in your quest to break free from school-based approaches to education. Building upon a foundation of unschooling, we sincerely hope these insights help you to consider how education can be truly unlimited.
Continuing with my recent return to blogging, I would like to share the lessons I learned while flitting in and out of consciousness during my struggle with COVID. Before I begin, I must share that most of what occupied my thoughts at the time made no sense at all. Repeating that I have enjoyed divine health most of my life, I can easily say I've had very little to do with pharmaceuticals, and I'm blaming the hospital-administered drugs for causing the hallucinations and lack of reasonable cognizance. Still, some things kept returning to me as I analyzed life and living from the base perspective of either no return or an opportunity for renewal. The first lesson is really quite simple to understand and likely has crossed most people's minds at some time. During my recovery, I was often asked what it was like to have been so close to death and what the experience taught me. More to the point, most asked how my present life would be affected by that experience. The simplest way to answer that question is just that. The realization that the answers to most questions are really very simple. We miss seeing solutions precisely because they are so simple that we often trip over them while searching for answers. Should we have an enemy of our souls, and I believe we do, it behooves him to do everything possible to complicate the simplicity of life with useless junk. But life does not need to be complicated. We complicate it, or others complicate it for us. Although I did not, as predicted, spend a lot of time thinking in depth about God, family, and friends, all were present in my thoughts. And once I cleared the debris of life and living, it was all very simple. I was reminded that God is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Family is everything worth living for, and friends are precious. Other things may also be important, but they should never replace or displace the fundamental priorities of God, family, and friends. Could life be any simpler? This was not a lesson I needed to learn as much as one I needed to be reminded of, which led me to ask why I and most other people seem to have lost sight of this simple wisdom. It is not as if I sat down and decided to focus on more important things. It is just that it is very easy to get so busy with things of lesser importance, often under the guise of doing it for God, family, and friends, that the truth gets buried under our busyness. Being busy is certainly better than being idle. However, if our busyness clouds the purpose of life, it becomes a handicap rather than a virtue. We need to constantly remind ourselves of the importance of prioritizing God, family, and friends. The problem with being busy, whether the activity is of a positive nature or otherwise, is that being busy usually fills the time we should be using to think about things. We often come to unquestioningly accept the foregone conclusions we are taught or fed as truth. We are most often not even aware of the fact that we have allowed ourselves to be filled with thoughts and ideas far removed from reality or facts. Having been reminded of what is most important in life, I question what was happening in the world and what could have led to the sorry state of affairs we are presently facing. How have we lost our focus on God, family, and friends? We'll take a look at this in our next blog.
We trust you were blessed by today's presentation. For more helpful information to guide you in your home education journey, please visit educationunlimited.ca and leogaumont.com. Be sure to like us and share us on Facebook.